For many people, losing their sight also means losing their mobility and independence. One way of combating this is being trained to use a white cane. Peter Moore, a former police sergeant turned trustee of the Partially Sighted Society, lost his vision fully 4 years ago, following a melanoma and then a detached retina afterwards. Peter sat down with Vanita Plant, the CEO of the Partially Sighted Society, to discuss the uses of a long cane and how it has impacted his life.
Well, I'll be honest with you, at first I wasn't particularly keen on using a cane because it can be seen as a disability, and some people might look at it and think, oh yeah, he's got this disability and it sticks out a mile because you've got a white cane, etc, etc. But for me, yes, I didn't accept it at first, and my wife didn't think I'd accept using a white cane. Yeah. However, I didn't want to be holding on to somebody's arm for the rest of my life. So therefore, I did the training, which was longer and more complicated than I thought.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't realise it was so complicated to a degree. I mean, it's not complicated, but there was more to it. You think, oh, well, just put a cane in his hand and off you go.
Yeah, just pick up a stick.
Off
we go, but it needs to be a certain length and there's certain techniques to use in it.
Absolutely. And at first it can obviously be a little bit difficult, especially getting the use of coordination.
Being in step.
I can imagine some people, hang on, which side should the cane be? To my foot?
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. But it's, okay. And once you've mastered that, it's not too bad.
It's a lot of it's muscle memory. Once you've got that, it's muscle memory, isn't it? So does it represent a big part of being independent?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I go anywhere now, on trains, buses, walks. I basically think to myself, I can now go anywhere. Whereas before, yes, I could go anywhere, but I'll be holding onto somebody's arm. And I wouldn't go anywhere. But now, all right, I can talk now because this is, 4 years, as you say, before I lost my sight. But I suppose that's 3 years since I started using a cane. As such now, because I've got the experience of using it, it's my third arm almost, you know, so I can use it. And it's, as I say, it's helped me immensely. I've always been an independent person, which I'd lost having that independence at first.
And I bet you missed it as well.
Right? Oh, yes, definitely miss. And I still do. You know, I get frustrated like anybody else does sometimes with can't do the things that I used to be able to do. But one of the things that I used to be able to do, of course, is walk. But I can still do that, and I can go anywhere.
Some people think that I'm not going to use a cane because it's going to label me, or it's going to make me vulnerable. I'm going to get mugged because I'm using a cane. Do you think that's a bit of a misconception overall? Have you ever had? Do you find it's a positive thing overall?
I definitely think it's a positive thing. It does. I suppose it becomes, some people might regard it as a stigma. And it highlights your disability. But to me, yes, I can understand it if you are, shall we say, an older person, maybe. But again, I think that sometimes it's a case of your own personality, really. Sometimes.
If you're using it with confidence.
Yeah, I think for myself, my wife sometimes think that I'm too confident. Literally thinking I'm too confident. And should you be doing this? Should you be virtually running up that escalator?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit exaggeration. But, I don't run up, but like anybody else. But I'm probably that, and I can understand some people being a bit hesitant to put it that way.
And it's a tool. It's a tool.
It's a tool to use
for independence, and it's a big thing.
It is a big thing. It's a big thing for a lot of people, and I can understand the hesitance sometimes and wanting to use it.
Peter Moore, trustee of a Partially Sighted Society. If you've been affected by any of the subject matter in this audio feature, please give us a call on 01302 965 195, and our friendly and experienced team will be more than happy to discuss this with you further. So if you or anyone you know is thinking about getting a long cane or are hesitant about using the long cane, give us a call. That number again, 01302 965 195.